Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Montreal-based jazz pianist and composer Ariane Rosico. We talked at length about her debut 2022 CD, Envolée, that consists of five original compositions using together a range of styles from Latin to fusion and from modal to progressive rock. Many listeners have already been familiar with her from her 22,000-plus subscriber-strong YouTube presence that began with her cover of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, and that got 18 million views. She's got a great story. Enjoy.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking a minute out.
Well, it's no problem.
Let's go ahead and start right in at the top here. I want to talk about the new album. And, you know, it's coming out now as kind of the world's opening up. It's a pretty opportune time for live shows. So before we get into the actual material in the album, how does it feel for it to come out right now?
Well, I'm like kind of really excited because it's a big step for me right now. And I still can't believe it. Very amazing. I'm very excited.
Talk to me a little bit about what went into this album. How did you pick the songs? How did this come together?
These are like five songs that I wrote last years. Some of them, I wrote them three years ago. Like, for example, Verti, the first song, I wrote that 2 years ago, and I was... I want to express my feelings, my emotions that I had to explain a heartbreak. So that's about that song. Coffee and Cigarettes has been like 4 years, something like that. And I just continue to work on that song with my musicians. Well, Coffee and Cigarettes is kind of a title that I didn't choose because I didn't know exactly what title I should put on that, because I don't drink coffee or I don't smoke at all, but I thought it was a good title for that song to express a bit the mood. Bicycle Ride was a song I wrote during the pandemic. The melody came to me, during a bicycle ride. It's a bit kind of obvious, but that's it. It's just to express my kind of determination and the desire to surpass myself and all about that. And A Ciel Ouvert, the last song, was a piece that I wrote during the pandemic as well. But at the beginning, it was supposed to be a video collaboration with a metal drummer. So it wasn't supposed to be on this little album. Well, I was just telling myself, I think it's worth it to push it more and to put it on my first album. So there it is, yeah.
So how did you get involved with jazz? How did this all, the music journey start for you? Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Montreal City. I started to play classical piano at 6 years old, doing my Chopin, Mozart, and everything, all that for 10 years. So at 16 years old, I was kind of listening more to jazz. I was listening to Oster Peterson, the famous album of Night Train, and I was like, I really want to improvise well like that, you know? So I just switched to jazz. So I start to have a private piano lessons just before going to Cégep, like a year. And at Cégep here in Montreal, I had a wonderful 3 years with a great mentor, a teacher, Lorraine Desmarais. So she's a really big star, you know, in Canada. And I was kind of so happy to have her after that, I went to University of Montreal to do my undergrad. I had an amazing mentor named Luc Beaugrand. I studied a bit with John Roney as well. And right now, I just finished my first year of master at McGill University. So that's my formation.
You know, now that you're performing and, you know, we're getting back to it more or less, what do you like the best about being a professional musician?
Well, that's a good question. I can say that I really love so much to play for people in a show, to share my music and share the scene with my amazing musician and friends, Antoine Rochefort and Guillaume Picard, who are on the album with me. We are a trio. It's like the best feeling. I think I feel that the people are, they appreciate what I do. A great feeling, you know, with all these years of hard work. Still a lot to do, but it's kind of, I feel proud, you know. And
this is your debut album. There's a lot of personal material in this. It's a pretty big deal. What are you hoping the listener gets from this album?
I don't know. Well, the album is kind of, the songs are different, each one from each other. I have some people that really dig on the Bicycle Ride, for example. Or I just want that people feel the album, like the songs, I don't know how to answer to that, really. Yeah, well, I just hope that people will enjoy it, you know.
So why do you love jazz?
Jazz, it's like a free game. It's like we can do a bit whatever we want, and it's freedom or liberty in that. A lot of kind of music. I love metal music, too. So with jazz, we can really do whatever we want. It's not like the classical music that there's things to do, and I think there's more space to do what we want, you know, so I really love jazz for that, all different kind of grooves that we can have with jazz.
So let's say you come to Kansas City to perform live. What could an audience expect from one of your shows?
Well, they can expect a high intensity show. Very, we give a lot of energy. I put a lot of my emotions in that, and I think they can expect some great energy and a good moment, you know, to live. You know, there's a lot of passion in my music.
So let's say we talk in 10 years from now, and the first question I ask you is, how's everything going? What's been going on? What are you looking forward to? What are you hoping happens in the next, say, you know, 5-10 years?
For sure, I want to do more albums. It's just my first one. I really want to have that my career is building up, you know, and I really want to start to do some international tours eventually. Maybe not in 5 years, I don't know, but maybe in 10 years, something like that. I really want to tour and share my music in different countries. That's really a big thing.
You did have a video on YouTube, your rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody that hit 18 million views. What was that like for you? What's that feel like to go viral like that for your talents?
Well, that was a bit unexpected, really, because at the beginning, I did that cover for my father for his birthday, and I just, like, hired a friend to film. That was a cover I did in Montreal in a public piano. At the beginning, well, I had, I don't know, 1,000 views, and I was like, oh, cool. And after that, it just keep grow the views, and I was like, oh, my God, okay, it's going higher. Yeah, it was just kind of unbelievable. And, well, I'm really happy about that. It's very, I keep have comments about that video from my YouTube channel every day. People are really, I have for sure many haters, but it's normal, you know, and it's very cool. Like, I really didn't expect to have a viral video like that.
Yeah, that is pretty unexpected. Well, Ariane, thank you for taking some time out to talk about the debut album. Good luck with everything as we move forward.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview. We give you a bit of insight into the finest players and singers in Montreal, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. And for everything Joe Domino related, go to JoeDomino.com. And if you feel like it, you can donate a few dollars to the Neon Jazz cause. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.